Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock? Is that? Well, if you want me to answer the question, then I'm going to need something from you. Something I'd like to call $4,000. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hey to Craig Kukowski. Kakao, what consistently misused word or phrase has you at your breaking point these days?
I think I might have covered this already, but I still hear jibe and jive. People saying jive when they mean jibe.
Mm-hmm.
So just hit that B a little harder.
Right.
Unless you're talking about nonsense, which is jive.
Okay. I don't think you have covered that, and I appreciate you reaching into the jibe bag for
us. If you want things to mesh together, you're talking about J-I-B-E. If you're talking about joking, that's G-I-B-E. If you're talking about nonsense, that's J-I-V-E.
Okay. Did everyone get that?
Things do not jive together. They jibe together.
For goodness sake.
I've never heard that before.
This is why Craig is here.
People don't hit the Bs.
Yeah, the B and the V.
Hit the fucking B. Please say hello to Chris Alvarado. Primetime ready. What tough lesson would you care to share from the summer? What did you learn that's a tough lesson over the summer that you'd like to pay forward? I know. Sometimes it's a tough one.
I'm just going to use this time to tell a quick story that I was at the dog park talking to a guy who said he knows comedy and he frequents M Street Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, if you know, and this is no joke. And I said, if you know comedy, you know M Street Cafe, do you know Gary Anthony Williams? Uh-huh. And he goes, yeah, he goes there. He's a comedy guy. Like he wouldn't know my name, but like we know each other. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
That's a true story. That's an actual true story at the dog park.
Sounds legit.
That's a good story.
Because it's truthful. That's what I like about it.
So maybe the lesson happened. I learned was, even if you drop a superstar's name, it doesn't always explode. I don't know.
Doesn't have a
it's a great story, though.
It is still a great story.
Were you planning on getting something from the dog park?
What do you mean?
Like you drop a celebrity, like, oh, Madonna and me are good friends, and I say that at like an Erewhon, and they give me like a loaf of bread. Oh, I've done it many times.
I see what you're saying.
There's usually a takeaway, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was saying, oh, you know comedy, and you go to M Street Cafe? Then do you know Gary Anthony Williams? And he was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and he does.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
That guy from that goes to the dog park, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What the hell? It's Gary Anthony Williams, downtown Julie Brown lover. Are you still in touch with Julie?
Actually, I am. I'm not as in touch with her as I would like to be. But, Kevin, you know I don't like to call people racist, but I got a little fishbone to pick with Craig Kukowski.
Okay, please.
Oh, shit.
In Spanish, and Chris Alvarado will let you know this. The B and the V sound is actually a blended sound. That's like one sound blended. So you're really coming down. Like if you heard somebody of Latino descent saying jive or jive, you really need to I don't want to cuss, but you need to lighten the F up.
Of course, for my Castilian friends, I will make that exception. Okay. And that I thought that was understood.
Okay,
then as I was doing that diatribe. Yes.
Then, as the guy at the dog park and coffee shop says, "My bad, my bad."
Always the Castilian exemption.
Okay.
And now James Heaney, Johnny, Janet, Jim, how are you on ice skates?
Honestly.
Yes,
I guess what we're looking for. I mean, I can't do any tricks, but I can keep on my feet. It always I get really
ankles
into
are
the
weak.
Idea that these blades are actually not skating on ice, but it's melted water, and I love the idea of the science behind ice skating. But yeah, I think I'm good at ice skating. better than rollerblading.
Oh, I always love it when I ask the right person. And last, but keep your condoms on if you think them least, it's Joey Greer, Roncom Killer. How do you spell relief?
I know you don't really want me to spell it. Nope. You want me to give you what I do for my own relief. Mm-hmm. But I will spell it because I think a lot of people don't know how to spell it. And I think it's important to educate.
Sure.
Relief.
Not allowed to look it up.
I before E, except after C.
C.
Let's do a damn show. All of our C suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron, supporter of the show, and enjoy exclusive content like, oh, I don't know, standalone bonus scenes, video of recording sessions, or at the highest level, the Alchemaniac, you'll have a chance to join one of these, in fact, recording sessions live in the Zoom with us. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemydennis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email. Also, if you have the patron, you can see the video, as I said, and you can see the antics of one Joey Greer. And that is what the rest of us are laughing at these weird times that don't seem to make sense unless, in fact, you have the video. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion without video, please write to the podcast at our newish email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes patron VIP, Alchemaniac, not VIP, Alchemaniac, Nicholas Monk Auer, who wrote, you all give a masterclass in switching from straight men to maniacs so well each episode. As all artists, you make it seem so easy. Scene suggestion, Mac the Knife at the dentist. You all know you're Brecht, I take it. Craig won't let me down. Truly yours, Nicholas.
Dr. Bernster?
Sir, I'm sorry. You're going to have to fill out the form, as I said to you. You can't just barge in on the doctor.
May I just see Dr. Bernster?
Yes, that's an 8x10 of him on the wall there. Take a good gander.
Which one is it? Which one is it? Is it the one to the left or the one
yes,
to the center?
Yes, it's the one to the left. Yes.
May I take 2 hours just to stand and stare at it?
I mean, sure.
Okay,
that would
thank
work
you.
For me very well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, next. Yes.
Hello? Who's next?
You are. Let's go with you.
I'm the doctor.
I know. What do you need? What can I get you today, sir?
A patient.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Philip.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The doctor will see you now, Mr. Philip.
Oh, God. Okay.
Come on in, Philip.
I am so glad that guy's out of this waiting room.
Wow. Creepo guy.
I'm sorry. Did you say something?
Yeah, I was just talking aloud. I guess Philip is his name. Whatever. So weird.
I'm sorry. I was staring at this 8x10 of Dr. Byrne staring.
All right, open up here. Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear.
Oh,
You got a lot of teeth in there, dear. A lot of teeth.
I'm a little nervous.
What are we doing exactly?
Oh. you're a doctor.
Oh, this is a choose your own event. All right. This is like a three-penny opera here. Let's see what we got going on in
like,
there.
Hold on.
I'm pulling out.
I don't want any unnecessary work.
You can just talk to me now.
Okay. Or I don't need any unnecessary work, whatever you think's necessary. Like, I don't know what you mean, choose your own adventure. I just want, like, a standard checkup, and, like, if there's something wrong, maybe we could schedule another time to come in to fix it. Like, right. You know, the use.
Well, then let's get some x-rays done. Jenny Diver?
Yes.
Can you take some x-rays, please?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Mr. Philip here, and I'm going to go walk around the waiting room just to see who's out there.
Ring, ring. Did you want me to get that?
I guess no. You do the X-rays. I'll get this.
Okay. Open up, Mr. Philip.
Dental doctor.
Yeah. Hey, can you hear me? Is my telephone working?
I'm sorry. Hello.
Is my telephone? Can you hear me? Is my telephone? Never mind.
I'm the dental doctor.
Can you hear me though? Is my telephone?
Hi, sir. Yes. Hi. Dental doctor.
Yeah. How you doing? This is Lottie Linda.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I wanted to come in for an appointment just to look at, your photograph, your 8x10 on the wall.
Okay. Okay. When's good for you?
When is good for the photograph?
Well, Miss Lenya, it's here all day. Mm-hmm. Now, at 2 p.m., I do have a Suki tawdry.
Okay. Now, the line, I can't remember. I always get in the wrong line. Okay. Where does the line form?
On the right, dear.
On the right, dear. Okay. Thank you. I'll be there the hour you see.
Great.
Good.
Oh, how's everyone doing in the waiting room?
Good. Are you able to see a...
Detective Murphy, get in the office.
Yeah, what's up?
What is it, Sarge?
Detective Murphy, you see this dentist has come back into town.
I got a quibble with you, Sarge. He's a dental doctor.
Is there a difference in those, Detective Murphy?
It might be semantics, but he does insist on the difference. So.
Look, I wanted to talk to you about him and this supposed crime spree going on since he got back, but what I'd rather do is just kind of break down these words dentist and dental doctor and make sure that we're chasing the right raccoon up the right tree, if you understand what I mean.
Gotcha, Sarge. Well, a dentist, I guess, is mainly concerned with your teeth.
Of course, that's a good concern to have. Okay, go ahead.
And he gets a DDS, doctor of dental services.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of him. Everyone around the ward has heard of the guy. Apparently, this psychopath is going in there doing surgeries on everyone's individual teeth, like, you know, taking out different lungs or different ribs, whatever, from the tooth. I think it's all fucking whack job, but he says he's a dental doctor, so I guess that's how he gets it done. You know what I mean?
Can we get another knife over here? This one's out.
Got a jackknife. Do you need a jackknife?
Yeah, that'll do.
I don't know where he lives, all right, man? So if you want to know that information, you're going to have to talk to somebody else. You can talk to Teresa over at the oil center house. She knows everything you need to know.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get you a jackknife. I was keeping it out of sight. But what was the last thing you just said?
I said it. Talk to Teresa. She's at the oil center house.
The oil center house? That yes. Didn't pertain to me. I was just curious as to what you were saying.
No, I know. I don't mind. We run a pretty tight ship. It's not a tight ship, but it's a tight ship. So,
all right, sir. The one who said type ship.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check here before you go in to see the dentist. I know that you're having a problem with certain sounds, vowel sounds. Yeah. And yes, go ahead. Are you raising your hand?
I thought yes.
Oh, good. No, I'm not about to rob you. And I did not.
I didn't think you were. I was just saying I am.
Oh, yes, I understood that. But when you put both hands up, I thought that you thought I was about to rob you. And I assure you, I'm actually here to give you something.
Oh, great.
Information. The doctor is in town and he does want to see you. But first, he wants to take a look at your uvula and see if that has anything to do with your speech impediment that you've seen.
Okay. All right. I have a penis.
Oh, instead of your uvula, then the doctor might like to see your penis. He hasn't seen one of those in quite some bit. Okay. Do you have a photo of it that I can take in to his...
An 8x10 glossy?
Oh. Instead, you know what, sir? Instead of showing this to the doctor, I'm going to hang it right here on the wall next to Dr. Okay. Bernster's headshot.
Okay, great.
I have an appointment. The name is Patient John Patient.
I'm sorry, Patient? Patient? John Patient?
Yeah. My name is John Patient. I'm here to see the dental doctor.
Okay. The DDS?
Yes.
By the way, so I am actually not his secretary. Let me get his secretary. I'm his secretary's secretary.
Fill out this form, please. Are you a new patient or existing?
I exist.
Whatever. Just fill this out, please. Thank you. What insurance do you have? Assuming you do.
Yeah. I've got...
Is it Blue Cross?
I was going to say Cigna.
Cigna. Okay.
Phil, I don't know what to tell you. You can't take another sick day because your mouth hurts. All right?
That is scene one. Everybody's scene one.
Oh, I was getting loaded up.
Yep.
That was Brechtian.
I do love me some Three Penny Opera, I'll tell you what.
Oh, baby.
Scene two comes from listener Connor, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, from the crime-fighting cardinals of Vatican City to the 38-year-old school prom king, your podcast has brought me so much happiness. It would be an honor to hear you guys play out the following scene. Titans of slam poetry collide. There's a Cobb salad waiting here if you ever get to Canada. Signed, Connor."
Son.
Hey, what's up, Dad?
You know I'm dying tonight. It's well documented.
Of course.
What I need you to do.
Anything.
When you go to that slam poetry contest of yours.
Right.
I need you to take.
Oh, shit. Fuck me. I'll never know what he wanted me to do at the competition.
All right, get out of here. He's dead. Get on. Move on.
Is there some forms or something for me to fill out as his next
kin? Get the fuck out of here. He's dead, you piece of shit. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. I don't know why you're doing this to me.
All right, everybody. As we know, the competition will begin at midnight. Now, we are doing street rules.
Hey, brother. Hey, man. I'm from a different city. I don't know if your street rules are the same thing as my street rules, my brother.
I don't know the street rules either. So if you could go back over them again, I'd like
Whoa, buddy. Ease up on the street talk, okay?
What?
Whitey, excuse me? Go ahead. Explain us the rules, please.
Condolences about your father. All right, street rules.
Thanks very much. I'm here to win
follows.
On behalf of my father. Let's make that crystal fucking clear in case it wasn't. Thank you. You, sir. Sorry.
All right, street rules as follows. No guts, no glory.
Yes!
Saying that right out of the gate. So, you know, this isn't Connecticut. This isn't the East Coast.
Connecticut.
This is the Midwest. Street rules. No guts, no glory. And number two, rhythm. Rhythm.
Yes. So no guts. My street rules are.
No guts, no glory is, that's one thing. That's not no guts, number one. No Thank glory, you. Number two.
You know what? Jeez Louise, I didn't catch that. Yep, that's one. No guts, no glory. Number two, rhythm. Rhythm.
Okay.
Rhythm.
No guts, no glory. It's compound.
Yeah. And third, this is not an official street rule, but, you know, have a little fun. You know what I mean? Speak the way you need to speak.
I intend to make this my own. I ain't going to lie to you. I intend to make it my own.
Now, I want to use this time to just do a quick introduction of all of our competitors this evening. Please, introduce yourselves.
I prefer to be introduced.
Yeah, you said you were going to introduce us.
Okay, will do. Well, you guys all know me. I'm Freddy Fabulous.
Okay,
Freddy, I'll be emceeing tonight. Now, to my left over here, this gentleman, the one who was excited to learn about the street rules, said they're the same as his street rules. You might not know him, but he's building a name in this community. His name is Sea Lion Sally.
It's Klein Sally.
What?
Klein Sally. Oh, cool.
Klein Sally. Okay.
What did you say it was?
Sea Lion, man. He call you Sea Lion, man.
It's Klein. My first name's Klein.
Well, is there a dash between the sea and line?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sea line.
That explains why it's sea line, right there.
That's
sea line.
How right I
pronounce it, though.
All right.
Yeah, but I mean,
these introductions are going to take all night. Let's just keep going here. We got Jank. We got stealing.
What the hell is going on? Hey man, how the hell? Why did he get like this
Maybe
whole
just
like,
read
red
it
carpet?
Off the list.
Yeah, man. If you don't know, we got
don't,
Marvin.
Don't,
we got,
don't test your memory.
We got Marvin McHugh.
Fabulous. I don't know what happened out there, but I don't know if you're going to be able to host next year.
Wait, was it that bad?
It was uncomfortable.
Wait, okay, but like, that was a lot of information. I had to go over the street rules. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah, and a lot of them weren't even the rules that we agreed on. They were ones that you just made up in the moment. I mean, you didn't even talk about the prize. I mean, we talked about that the loser gets cut.
Hey, let me in here. It's Marvin McHugh. two parts Christian and five parts Jew. Let me in, man.
Woo-wee. Bringing the flames already. How can we help you, Marvin?
Yo, look, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm known out from coast to coast for doing poetry that is the most. But that young brother out there whose daddy died tonight, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now, just to save face for myself, I'm gonna throw my poetry game so he can win for his daddy.
No, don't do that. His dad's already dead. It doesn't matter.
No, man, for what I understand, the right kind of poetry and prayers can bring a dead man back.
But listen, hey, that may be true, Marvin, but I didn't go over the, what is it? Like the winnings. Like, here's what I'm trying to say. If you lose,
Fibulous, come on.
You're going to get cut. I mean, cut bad. Are you willing to do that?
For him? For his daddy? Look, my daddy died before I was born, okay? My mother died 3 weeks before I came onto this earth.
What?
I was born an orphan at birth. I never knew my dad and never knew my mom. Instead of sucking on suckers, I sucked on my thumb. I didn't have a bed to lay my head.
I'm sorry, Marvin, you win.
No, I won.
This is great.
I can't believe that motherfucker just walked into the office and just ratted off his act and won the whole fucking thing. We didn't even get a chance. My dad's going to fucking just sit there in a grave. And what am I going to do?
Hey,
bring him flowers and shit?
You know what's even crazier?
Fuck.
He's posing.
Exactly.
What the hell? He's not Marvin McHugh. Look, I know Marvin McHugh.
We all do. He's one of the all-time best.
I've been a fan since I was a little kid.
The NCIS fan. Yeah, no, he's the shit. He's the total shit.
The guy should go tell Marvin McHugh somebody's pretending to be him.
I don't think I think he just co-opted his name. I think he just threw it out there like he could use any fucking name he wanted.
All right, so I guess I'm just going to not do this job anymore then. Cool.
All right. So wait, hold on a second. Who's going to help me move this paper around?
I'm quitting the paper job, but I'm also quitting my MCing job.
Oh, you're an MC?
That's the thing. You wouldn't think so. Nobody knows I have such stage fright and social anxiety. I get nervous in situations, and yet I still said I could do it. I could do it, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't move this paper either.
Well, hold on. I mean, can you just give me 2 weeks?
2 weeks? 2 weeks? This guy.
Fibrin, I need to replace the position. I can't just...
What'd you call me?
Fibrin.
I prefer to be called Fabulous.
Fabulous? Okay. Well.
Ring, ring. Yo, pick up the phone, man. Pick up the phone. Ring, ring. Pick up the phone, man. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, Jeremy. Yo, this is Franklin. I did that shit, man. I pretended I was Marvin McHugh. I won this motherfucker, man.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God, that's sick.
Now, dude, you owe me $4 because you said that I couldn't trick people and think I was Marvin McHugh, man. You owe me $4 million.
Come on,
man.
Quiet down, man. I can't talk about money right now. Look, yeah. yeah, let's work something out.
Is somebody in the room with you? If they are, nod. I'll hear the wind. Yeah, somebody in the room with you. Okay, we won't talk money. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, look.
Jeremy, no talking on the phone at the table.
Oh, okay.
We're having dinner as a family.
I know. I'm
You having dinner, man? I'm on such a high from pretending that I'm Marvin McHugh that I have not eaten in 3 days. Just lay the phone down by your food so I can hear you chew, man.
What do you want? Later. I got
Jeremy,
lasagna.
Pass me the rolls, the dinner rolls. Pass me the dinner rolls, please.
I tell you what, do me a favor. Eat your food in alphabetical order, man. That shit always gets me.
Green beans. I want the green beans.
What do you mean that I've won a regional poetry slam competition and I've got to go to nationals now?
It's the rules.
I don't remember doing that at all.
Well, it's your name and it's your prize. Listen, you're one of the greats, obviously. I mean, you don't even remember winning and then you won.
Thank you, Fabulous.
I'm Fabulous.
Am I saying it right?
It's okay. I'm falling off a little bit, Mr. McHugh. I lost my confidence. I can't even introduce people. How do you do it?
Well, I don't think about it very much. I don't remember very much.
All the greats say that.
I just kind of go with the flow. I guess you get in flow mind a little bit.
Hey, Marvin, what the hell? Just you dirty your room. How are you?
Hi. I scheduled a visit
at an hour visit.
Oh, great. Okay,
and yes, well, I did dirty my room.
We're going to talk about that later, Marvin. okay, great. Are you here? Are you visiting Marvin, or are you visiting someone, another family member?
Yeah,
or?
I was just visiting Marvin. I'm actually on my way out. Did you know he won? Okay. He won a slam poetry contest?
I won a regional slam going to nationals now.
You went outside the property.
Is that right, Marvin? I guess I did. I guess I did.
Okay.
Hey, okay. I don't know if you're interested in slam poetry, but here's a ticket if you want to come see Marvin fight for the title.
Fight for the title, huh?
Okay. Who do I got to fight?
Well, you got to poetry fight all the greats, all the other regional greats. Now, this is the Titans of slam poetry. This is what this evening is called. I won't be hosting because obviously you can tell I'm bad at public speaking, but
I've understood everything that you've said.
Oh, you're too much.
You can't be that bad. Hey. Look, I'm not doing it unless you come with me.
What?
You're going to be my hype man.
Are you going to sign him out?
Is that what I need
to
do?
Yeah, you got
to
sign me out. Otherwise, they keep me here under lock and key.
Yeah, I'll sign him out. Hey, will you come with us?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't left these halls in 500 years.
500 years.
I don't know if that's true, but you know, these competitions, sure, they get bloody, but they also get very inspiring.
And you say nationals are in Omaha this year?
Omaha. For instance, you know what? Check this out. Here's one of the winning lines from last year's Titans of Slam Poetry Contest.
All right. A line? You're just going to give us one line?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a sea line?
Yeah. Yeah, like a sea lion. Ready? Because if I ever came quickly, I wouldn't even be there. Now, something before that rhymed with it. It was incredible. But that was that line ended the whole thing. How do you feel?
I feel out of context.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
All right, well, you got to come.
We're going to Omaha.
Oh, hey, before you, welcome to Omaha. This is the state line. Before you cross over, we just want to, everyone here is so welcoming. We just want to just personally thank y'all for coming here.
Yeah,
And giving your business and all that. So just thank you so much for coming in.
Now, is this the only way to get into Omaha?
This is, yeah.
All right, okay, cool.
Yeah. So, if you, you know.
No, it's cool. Do you need our ID? How this works?
No. Oh, wait, no.
So we're good. I'm good to go.
Oh, of course, yeah. Just come on in. I just, you know, wanted to say hi.
Right on. Hey, man. Love you. I love you, man. If you need anything.
I love you, too.
If you need anything, Marvin McHugh is in town. Just ask for me, all right?
You're Marvin McHugh?
Yeah,
I'm Marvin McHugh, man. Oh, my God, I love your stuff.
I accidentally want, yeah.
Oh, thanks, my goodness.
Man.
Get in here. Come on in.
It feels different in Omaha. Okay. Thank you, brother.
Got air conditioning. Yeah. All right.
Air conditioning outside. This is beautiful. I love it. Thank you.
I love you.
All right, Titans, gather around. Now, I will not be emceeing. I'm actually here on behalf of Marvin McHugh. I will be hype manning this year. But the staff has asked me to pass along a couple of things. One, we're doing concrete rules, so no
shit rules. Is everyone hyped? Hold on, get to talk. What's happening?
And what you said you're here on behalf of me?
I think he means he's here on behalf of me.
Oh shit!
He said he's here on behalf of Marvin McHugh.
He did say on behalf of Marvin McHugh.
Oh, look out! They're going at it finally.
Because I'm Marvin McHugh and you're Marvin McTwo.
Oh, shit.
If you're Marvin McHugh and I'm Marvin McTwo, then I will say to hell with all of you.
It's begun.
Oh, he got me. I'm defeated. I'm defeated.
No, wait, I can't beat.
I can't top that. I came in hot and then he came in hotter and I'm done. You're the, whoever you are, you're Marvin McHugh, pal.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Hell yeah.
You're the real Marvin McHugh.
Make some noise.
Fabulous.
I'm just saying, when you start your sentences off like, I came in hotter, it's those kind of things that helped me be who I am today. You are the engenderer of greatness. Guys, I'm a sham. My name is Zed.
Truth.
That didn't rhyme at all.
Zed. No. I can't rhyme unless I'm pretending that I'm Marvin McHugh.
Well, we still have two other competitors, so really beautiful speech. And you two, that was a good round. Did you want to go?
As the mayor of Oklahoma, I just want to say this whole experience has been...
Oklahoma.
You're in the wrong state!
Has been so refreshing and...
Who let him in here?
So wild that I just want to give the key of the city to Zed. Zed,
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. That's scene two.
Oh, man.
Kevin, I know what that's from.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We know you do.
And that was for you, my friend.
Raised in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. Scene three comes from patron VIP Jessica Green, who wrote, "Hello, you guys are all amazing. I love the original improvisers and all the guest appearances. Suggestion. Dogs run the world. Humans are the pets." Well, that's just perfect. "I hope you're all doing well mentally and staying safe physically. Jess."
Hey, where'd you get that sweet looking collar, man?
I've been wearing it for a while. I just recently got it washed, so it looks a little bit nicer. Look at that. It's got my name on it.
Looks fresh as hell. How long is your owner on vacation?
You know what? We swapped things up.
What do you mean?
We swapped things up. I don't stay with my owner anymore.
What do you do?
I'm just hanging out
here at the kennel?
I'm feral.
Get out of here.
They pulled me in here. Yeah, I'm not. They're probably going to put me down.
Oh, God. We got to bust you out of here.
Maybe you can put a good word in for your owner. Maybe I can come home with you guys.
My owner's a Rottweiler, man. There's no talking him out of anything. But let's bust you out of here.
You think so?
Yeah. We could get a couple of the fellas together. Shh, shh, shh. Here comes a guard. You're rough with this fucking bullshit every day.
He's looking at me.
He's looking right at you. Well, sniffing your asshole. This is what happens. You just got to stand there.
Want to swap collars?
No, I don't think so. He's sniffing your asshole. I'm good.
Come on.
No, that's unnecessary.
You okay, man?
No. You know what? Next person who comes in here, let's don't tell him what I said, and let's swap collars.
It looked like he just put the tip in. Are you all right?
it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad, actually. It was worse than it looks.
It looked pretty bad.
It was his whole snout. Okay, it was his whole snout.
Okay. Wow. All right, but you're going to be okay. You can shake it off.
I'm not going to be okay. I got to get somebody to swap collars with me because they're going to put me down. They're going to put me down, Brian. You got to help me.
I don't care how many times they bring me to the park. I'm not going to be running around. You know what I'm saying?
What do you have against a little exercising?
I have nothing against it. It's just like I don't want to do it.
That means you kind of have something against it, right? If you don't want to do it. Like there's a reason.
If I have something against it, it doesn't mean like you can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't want to psychologically talk with you here. I just want to find out what's up. What's going on?
You're asking me what's going on in my mind. That's definitely a psychological talk.
Hey, I'm Chuck. Hi, guys. I'm Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
I'm going to run over there.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for this one, if you're looking for Zip to run around with you, that's not happening.
I'm not gonna stop doing that, man. Let him fucking run around if he wants to.
Okay.
Dude, get the fuck away from me. I'll knock you the fuck out if you come near me, all right?
Zip, seriously.
I don't give a shit, dude. I want this psychopath near me.
We've known each other for a year and or seven. What the hell's going on?
I just don't give... Man, I don't want to do this, man.
Well, you want
I don't want to do...
Zip,
I don't know.
Eye to eye, snout to snout. What do you want?
I don't know. I don't want to be fucking naked all the time.
You want to be one of them. You want to be one of them.
Hi, guys. I'm Chuck.
Yeah. Back up.
Hey, you want to play? You guys want to play?
No.
In a bit, Chuck.
Chuck, what do you want me to do with this PlayStation controller, Chuck? What do you want me to do with this?
Throw it. Throw it at me.
Jeez, throw it at you?
Throw it at me. Ow.
Oh. Yeah? Are you sitting at us?
Yeah. I couldn't help but overhear that maybe there's some questioning going on over there.
Well, over where?
If you got questions, well, there's a few of us that meet up late at night. We've got some answers.
Well, I'll tell you right now what's going on. Zip over here is sick of it all, and he doesn't want to run around naked anymore. He wants pants. I'll say it, Zip.
He's not the only one.
What are you saying?
There's a lot of us that felt that way.
Huh.
I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Later. Did you get any information from him?
I don't know where were they meeting.
Hey, who is that? What did he say? I'm Chuck.
Chuck, do me a favor. Go over to that guy and see if you can't get his name or like where they're meeting up or anything like that.
Hi, hey, I'm Chuck.
What?
I'm Chuck. What?
Okay.
What's going on? You are whispering.
Right, yeah, okay. You're a good boy.
I am. Chuck is a good boy. Chuck is a good boy.
You got a Capri Sun, I see there, huh?
I got a Capri Sun. Oh, I can't get the straw in.
Yeah, okay.
All right, put the straw in it for me.
Okay, but don't tell anybody, okay? All right, there you are. Okay.
I worked construction. What did you do?
Oh, good. That's nice. I'm a teacher. Was a teacher.
Yeah. Before our dog overlords took over and made the world a better place. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait, did you say make the world a better place?
Yeah.
You really believe that, Chuck?
I get everything I want.
Chuck, you used to do construction. You used to work. It meant something. Now what do?
I don't know. It was hard work. We had to lift things. And,
you're fat as fuck. You're fat as fuck, dude.
I am fat as fuck.
It's not good. Don't you want more?
My dog gives me cake all the time. And Mac.
All right, Caroline, I'm looking for the mom of Chuck's mom.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. I just finished the examination on Chuck. Not only is your human obese, your human is FAF.
Oh no.
Fat as fuck.
No. Yeah.
Normally, this would not be a problem. Humans are known to be big, fat, wallowy, basically sows.
Yes, that's how we like them. Yeah.
But Chuck has an aortic issue.
Okay. Should we just put him down or what?
Yes.
I don't like this place. Can we go? I don't want to be here anymore.
Can I watch you put him down?
Can we go?
Of course, not only watch me. If you would like to handle the instruments, you can do that.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Are we going in the car? I wish I could understand that.
We're
going to
go
saying.
In the car, Chucky. Just a second.
All right. To everyone who's new here, welcome. All right. This is a movement, and it takes all of us. And I want you to know that there's a support system here for everybody. We've all been traumatized by our dogs, overlords, and this is our chance to reclaim.
Yep.
What is it? Did you hear that?
What was that?
It might be a dog. It might be a dog.
Did somebody tell their overlords we were coming here?
No, I didn't.
Why would we do that?
Why would we do that? You did that, didn't you?
No, I didn't. But I'm pretty sure that Chuck is able to communicate with his.
Chuck is dead.
Chuck's dead. You sick motherfucker. Chuck died.
I know.
Chuck is fucking dead.
But
Chuck
you died. Don't think that they tortured him? You don't think that maybe he spilled the beans?
Yeah, they probably did torture him. His owner they probably could did torture him, which is why we're here meeting.
We should change where we're at. We should change everything up. I'm just saying. I've seen Chuck.
Where do you want to go?
Talking to his what?
Where do you want to go?
Well, I think we should go underground. I think we should go to like the sewers. I don't know.
You don't think
where
we can't,
we're already where smell can't the dogs us there? Get? No, there's so much smells down in the sewers. They never smell us there.
This isn't what's important. What's important is the day is almost here.
Oh, I didn't think you're going to. Yes, the day is almost here. Mm-hmm. Now, look, we got thumbs. We got the advantage. Mm-hmm. They got those little paws.
And
we
snouts.
Have an opportunity. Yeah, and yes, and snouts. Okay, yes. But guess what? They can't see. I've got a question.
Sorry.
Just a real quick one, because I'm trying to follow the banter. It's so good and so helpful, and really, I feel hope for the first time in a very, very long time. I just had a quick question. Is there a reason you pronounce pause that way?
Like you drew it out a lot.
Yeah. It was really sort of...
No, I didn't.
Like it was code for something, and or maybe an abbreviation, or is that...
No, I think I said normally.
Why are we getting off topic?
I don't understand.
No, I don't know if we're that far off topic here. He really took the time and drew that out a lot.
You noticed it.
On?
I felt you were trying to make
a point. Normally. I said it normally.
It was like code. We were supposed to read into
it.
We'll
say it again so we can hear it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
Look
what?
At his
that's
ass.
That's a dog in disguise as a dog. Person.
That's a what? Dog.
Wait, what? You're my best friend. Run.
It's 6 o'clock, and it is time for the Doggy Dog News. Agent Filbert has done it again. He's broken up an entire human ring trying to gain freedom. Here's a little report from Agent Filbert from earlier in the hour.
We went in there hot. We knew what the assignment was, and we were going to execute it exactly as we had to. Some of the humans, weren't able to survive, so we weren't able to return them to their owners. One of them, I'm going to be honest, just ticked me off. There was one that just ticked me off.
And Agent, do you think that you have rectified the situation of these humans trying to take over in the city?
Well, that's funny. You say rectify, I think of rectum. And I think of an end to it all, if you will. And yeah, the answer is yes.
Thank you, Agent Filburn.
We'll have more at 11 o'clock. Wow, that was some...
And that's how I got stuck in here, Brian. We got to get this collar off me. Okay? I can't take any more of this rectum. I can't take any more of this.
I understand.
So
it's
please,
tough,
next
it's
person
tough.
That comes in here, just swap collars.
Okay. All right. I'm him for you, Ben. I'm him for you. Hey, listen. You didn't bring any food in, did you?
Food?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got...
I mean, what they're feeding us is garbage.
Of course it is. They don't want us to get strong. They either want us to be FAF or they want us to be, weak.
That's what I'm feeling.
I got these glucosamine pills that also have probiotics in them, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they're good for the joints. I stuck them.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. They are good for the joints.
Where'd you get those?
Well, they used to be back before.
All right, human, shape up. I'm going to put another one of you freaks inside the cage.
What's he talking about?
You ready? You ready for me to do it?
Yes, sir.
You ready? Piece of shit. Pizza shit. Piece of shit.
Do you have any pizza shit, sir?
Boom.
Guys, we're breaking out. We're breaking out.
Oh my God, I had no idea what the fuck was happening.
You shot him in the face.
Come with us. We're saving you.
Here, catch this. That's a shotgun. You, you hold on to that. That's a knife. Let's go.
This is all in the name of the dear departed Chuck. His name is Charles Paulson.
His name is Charles Paulson.
Stop right there. Meow.
Fuck.
Whoa. Stop right there. Meow.
A cat. Where do your allegiances lie?
Yeah.
I guess you're all about to find out.
His name was...
Meow, you took one of my lives.
Oh, man, you gotta shoot him 8 more times, man.
I don't have enough bullets. We gotta save this. His name is Charles Paulson.
Maybe we should listen to this cat.
All right, what do you gotta say?
Listen, meow. Got 5 more left.
All right, fine, I'll listen.
The dogs have been in control long enough. Me and my cat buddies are going
Holy
to take
shit,
over now.
Holy shit, the boom. Is that a fucking talking cat? Holy shit.
No, wait. He was giving us good information.
Oh, my fucking God. Sorry.
After that, I have 1 life left.
Okay. All right. Everybody be cool to this cat.
Fuck, I want to shoot that cat.
Me and my cat buddies are taking over. And we're independent. Like you live your lives, meow. We'll live our
fuck it,
life
fuck it, boom.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
After months of dogs just barking at us, finally an animal that we understood.
Oh, fuck, I fucked up. I fucked up.
Felt like he was offering like a laissez-faire approach.
Holy shit. Holy shit. I'm going to turn myself in. I'm going to tell the dogs we're here.
Don't do it.
We had a plan. We're going to meet at the abandoned Starbucks.
Let's go.
And that's it. That's the whole story of you and the gang trying to break out. You shot a cat and you're turning the rest of them in.
Yes, yeah, and I just want to be plugged back in and I just want to forget about the whole thing ever happened, you know? I just, like, I know when I eat a steak, it's not really a steak, or when I drink wine, it's not really wine. I just want to be plugged back in. maybe I could be like a celebrity or something, you know? I just want to forget the whole thing happened.
You're one of the good ones.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yo,
what are you doing?
Someone
what are you
like
doing?
You.
What are you doing to my balls? What are you doing to my balls?
Welcome, everybody. Those of us who made it here to this abandoned Starbucks on Olympic. Man.
This is amazing.
Well, we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah.
A lot of us died today.
How many did we lose?
I don't know the number.
You get a head count?
How about you? Did you die today? Or are you in the numbers?
Yeah. That what kind of question is that? What have your owners been feeding you? Any fish oil? Anything good for the brain?
Nope.
That's the problem.
How many are left? How many of us are left?
Well, there's you two and
right.
me.
Right, that's three.
Sam is in the bathroom.
Okay, four.
It's four.
Yeah, I'm a numbers guy. Sorry.
So are you with that group out front?
Yeah.
You are, huh?
What's up?
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe getting back into the dog world and all that, but my owner's passed, and I found my way into this Starbucks here and been making a little comfy, quiet life.
Okay. Why are you telling me this?
I don't know. I don't talk to a lot of people, man. It's an abandoned Starbucks. Y'all just wandered in here like pretty loudly and all that. I just,
right,
you know,
sure,
yeah, all right, well, that's it.
Hi, excuse me, can I get a chai latte?
Yes,
what's
you can,
sorry, what's going, is this open? It looked like there are people in here, but
guys, let's go. Yeah, yep, let's go. One chai, please. You want that dirty, you want that regular?
Just regular, just no, all no, right, and, no coffee in it. I just want the tea.
Sure. And name, please?
Craig.
Craig, I'll spell that K-R-E-G.
No.
Okay. Let's get one. Guys.
One chat.
We got to pretend like things are normal, and maybe we'll go back to normal.
Yeah. I don't know why this is working out, but it's working, right?
Just keep going.
Yeah. Sir, do you have a card or cash?
Wait, hold on. That's not how Starbucks works. I'm the cashier. You're making drink. You're going to fuck the reality up.
God damn it.
You can just scan it on the app.
Yeah.
What's going on though? I've been out of town for a while. The town looks a little run down.
Chai latte on the counter.
Chai latte on the counter.
Stop. Guys, stop. There's no fucking chai latte here.
This is like a cup of water that somebody spit in.
It's a cup of water somebody spit in. We got a fresh one.
Holy shit, man. How long did you say you were out of town?
I don't know, 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, welcome to hell.
You left probably the day before it all happened.
Yeah. Welcome to hell, buddy.
Why? What happened?
Well, I'll tell you the worst of it. You're not getting Starbucks.
Oh. I don't think that's not the worst of
that
it.
Sucks. Yeah.
The worst of
it is. No, that really sucks. Right? I was craving a chai.
How are you going to start your day?
We have overlords that are dogs.
Guys, gather around the boardroom table.
Why?
I love this new Starbucks ad so fucking much. I can't tell you what joy it brings to me.
Yeah!
Oh, great.
Woo! But.
Oh, here comes the but.
Oh. He got me. He definitely got me.
But there's no but.
Oh! Oh!
All right, guys, let's divvy out some credit where credit was due. Bobby thought of the Overlord dogs. That's all Bobby right there. Steve thought we would use an abandoned Starbucks because, you know, it's the third place, right? There's home, work, and Starbucks. And
that Don't forget about me.
Now, when we run this during network, are we running the full 20-minute version? Or
We have to. Yeah. Come on. It's worth the money.
I think we should.
Let's hear it for the cat.
Yeah. Oh, the cat.
The cat was great.
Oh, thanks, guys. I don't know where I came up with that idea of the cat.
Because you're allergic,
right? I hate
to
be the party pooper, but there was a lot of nudity. It was a lot of nudity.
Yeah, I thought we're just going to pixel out. No pixels.
No pixels. Let's show full frontal or we show nothing at all.
Yes! Coffee winner!
I'm sorry, but is coffee not good for the body?
Yes.
It's great for the body. Then why not show the body?
Okay. Hey, also, don't we hate dogs?
Devil's advocate. A lot of floppy wiener. Just saying it. Just floating.
Hey, of course it's going to be floppy. What are you talking about? It's like going to pop.
I thought we could have some of these hard. Is that not possible?
Can we fix that in post?
CGI?
Oh, ask the cat.
I don't know.
How about it, cat?
That is our show. That is our show. Woo!
Oh, my. Where does it come from and where is it going? Let's thank all the alchemists, please, starting with Sir Gary Anthony Williams.
Thank you.
The fuck?
Hey, man. Why can't people come to my Instagram at Gary Anthony Williams?
They can.
Okay. I didn't know if they couldn't. Okay.
We can make that happen.
All right.
There you go, folks. Craig Kukowski, thank you so damn much. Where are folks going to find you now?
At Kukowski on Twitter, the same place they've always found me.
Well, let's not put that pressure on him. Chris Alvarado?
God, when fucking Gary did that thing,
come on.
Look, we've all been improvising for a very long time. We've had a lot of fun. That was such a great move that, I mean, fuck, Gary, that was great. Sorry, I'm cussing so much today. I want to apologize for all my cussing, okay? I'm just in a good mood. Thank you, Chris Alvarado.
That's how he does it. James Heaney?
Good times today, guys. thanks for having me. And check me out at The Real James Heaney on Instagram.
Sure will. Joey Grierman?
That's how you say it. And a couple things. I want to give out a special sneak peek at my recipe. Uh-oh. It's a little bit of pecans.
Sneak peek.
And that's all I'm going to say for now. Okay. But if you listen to every episode, I'm going to give you another ingredient to use my special recipe.
I haven't been here in a while. Was that the first ingredient you used so far?
That was the first one.
Oh, okay.
You got the first. I'll send you the other ones if you miss them. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Star Search, Look Beam. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. Thank you all very much. Please be kind to each other. Tell everyone you've ever met about us. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you.
How can I remind you?